Alt Park horticulturist Dave Roberts is in demand. Plenty of park visitors seek him out to ask questions about what they're seeing.
You know, what's in bloom and what this plant is, and can I collect seed, and can I do this in my garden, or will it take over everything?
Roberts may get fewer questions now that the Cincinnati Park Board has entered into a partnership with Quip TV, a QR code catalyst company. On a walk around Alt Park, if you scan the code with your smartphone, up pops a video and you'll hear something like this.
If you're looking for a deliciously fragrant tree with a sassy name, Sassafras albidum is a scrumptious choice. The whole tree smells wonderful. It offers mitten-shaped leaves.
This 30-second video describes the plant and whether or not it will work in your yard. Quip TV co-founder Chris Kubicki.
What we really wanted to do was reach people in unexpected places, people who want information, and a lot of people are out in the parks enjoying nature, get a little curious about something that they see that is beautiful, and they'll be able to scan that QR code. It's quick response technology, and get an instant information about that species of plants.
So far, the response has been good. According to Park Regional Manager Jennifer Harton, the trick is keeping up with the codes as plants change with the seasons.
The tree collection that we have, Trees for Your Yard Arboretum, are the ones that first got the QR codes on them. And we've also added perennials that have the QR codes on them also in the old rose garden.
Crone Conservatory is also participating in the pilot. Codes will be in place by the start of the holiday show, November 17th. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.